Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to take us to the small book of James toward the end of the New Testament in James chapter 1, verse 19, where the scripture says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this." Then there's a colon. Now, this is James trying to say, "Hello, everybody. I want to make sure you get this because this is a key to living your life well. Take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." Do you have buttons that when they're pushed, you just go over the edge? I mean, I have some buttons that people know how to push, and when they do, it just sends me into a cataclysmic fit. And it's usually over something that's small. I was riding down Peachtree Industrial Boulevard the other day, and there was a car that was in the left-hand lane, and there was a backup at the road where folks were turning left, and they couldn't get in that lane because it was still backed up. And the lady in front of me was banging on her steering wheel, and I dare not think all the things that she was saying, but I'm telling you, she was hot. Something had pushed her button. And you know what I think sometimes is that when we have our buttons pushed, if you're a follower of Christ, the Spirit of God kind of shouts internally, okay, don't go there. But in our humanity, we just want to just go over the cliff. I bet there's times when you think, I shouldn't say this, and you can look at the person and you know the temperature has dropped 20 degrees and the wind is now coming from the northwest and you've hit a raw spot, yet you go ahead and do that. You know what? Forever in a day, I feel like I've done that to people, just maybe for a laugh or for some type of sarcasm. But along the way, I had enough of them come back at me where I realized this isn't the way of Christ. Whether it's for a laugh or for a joke, oftentimes you're just sounding like a cruel person. And every time you do, what happens is we bury the real us under a big old stinking pile of poo. You know, I've learned to try and ignore that, but I'm learning that pushing a button requires an immediate apology when I go ahead. Don't just go plow through it like an offensive lineman hitting a tackling dummy. I think when we do things like, can't you take a joke or just get over it? It just doesn't cut it, does it? I mean, it's just better to not have to apologize for it. I'll never forget watching the Democratic National Convention have the debates, and Michael Bloomberg was there on his initial volley into that, and Elizabeth Warren turned to him, and she just kind of went in attack dog mode, and I'll never forget him saying, "Well, you know, of all those women that we have these agreements with, I don't think anything was expected of me other than the fact that they couldn't take a joke." And you know, that was the beginning of the end for Mr. Bloomberg's campaign. Here are some raw spots or maybe some button pushes that we might want to reconsider or reframe. Maybe we want to reconsider our criticism. Nobody that I know likes to be criticized, but I'm not saying don't be honest and don't be truthful. I'm just saying be careful in how you deliver criticism, because we are designed to be intuitive, relational with people, but honestly, some of us, like me, we can be awkward at that. And we don't often have a keen sense of when criticism has crossed the line to be cruel. Folks can feel it even when it's not spoken, and especially when it's mean-spirited. Can I tell you one of the ways that you can train your brain and your soul to not be this type of button pusher is when you watch things on television or a movie or watch someone sing or speak, don't be overly critical, especially if you've not walked in their shoes. The second thing, one is criticism, two is appearance. The fact is, there are many folks out there, they're doing all they can do with what God has given them at the moment. And I want to encourage us, let's not be critical about how people appear, because what is inside is really the good stuff. And third, value. our culture assigns value to people who become rich or become famous or maybe both, but the most important thing that people can hear is the voice of encouragement. It is overly important that we value people enough to encourage them and lift them up. So if you really think about it, you already know what to do or say. Write those things down and remember them. Be a person that doesn't push the button, but encourages people along the way. And I'll promise you, they'll remember you in such a great light. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.